Hi, and welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. My name's Darren McStay, and today is the first video where I'm going to be looking at a celebrity speaker and breaking down not only their speaking ability and their performance, but their voice itself, and see what it is that they're doing that might enable you to have a better voice, and also maybe what's restricting them from being better speaker themselves. And today, we're starting with none other than one of the world's most famous speakers of all time, Tony Robbins. He's huge. He's everywhere. When I say huge, I don't just mean popular on the internet. I mean he performs often. He is performing, he's using his voice every day. And on his live seminars, he speaks for up to 14 hours at a time, maybe sometimes more.
The chokehold on the growth of your business is the psychology and skills of the leader.
Now that's an incredible amount of time. If you consider that one of his seminars could last for a week, and he's speaking 14 to 16 hours every day, you really need to look after your instrument. You need to look after your body to be able to do that. And Tony Robbins, you can hear in his voice quite often that it sounds very tired, and that's to be expected. What I'll do now is just play a clip from one of his live seminars, and we'll talk about it afterwards.
That's it. And if we change those two things, skills too, marketing skills, financial intelligence, recruiting, training, all those things, we train those too. Don't get me wrong, we got to do the skills also. How many of you have learned it before that was invaluable from some source, a mentor, a coach, an event, a university, I don't know what? And you were excited about it, and then you never actually followed through. Who's done this before? Say, I.
Now, it's interesting that Tony Robbins is such a profound public speaker, and he's affected so many millions of people around the world. And yet, his voice, I would not say, is perfect. I mentioned before that he uses it for a long periods of time and probably doesn't get much rest in that time. So he must look after it. He must be looking after his diet. Of course, he promotes nutritional health, so he must know exactly what to do in order to maintain an alkaline body and to stay hydrated, and his breathing system must be working properly. So Tony's accent sounds American to me. He can be quite nasally. However, he does drop down and sit on his throat quite a lot. He's a big man. He's got a big torso, a huge chest. So you can hear he has a very resonant voice in there. There's a lot of reverberation happening, and so he's able to produce a big sound. But I'm not sure if you can hear this or not when he says these words, incredible and I.
For that was invaluable for us, say I.
When he says incredible and I. Can you hear that?
I.
So that sound, that sound, it sounds to me like restriction, and it maybe it's because he speaks so often that there is restriction there or something getting in the way. But to be honest with you, having searched through loads of his videos, his voice has always seemed to be like that. Even when he was in his 20s, he had this extra thing on the way. It's partly to do with his accent, so the airflow is going up through his nose, but he's sitting down on his throat and he's kind of swallowing words, and so he's not really throwing them forward, he's allowing them to just be in there. You know, everyone who agrees, say aye. Always ends with a breath as well. He goes, aye. He kind of releases himself after he's spoken. So I think what could help Tony Robbins a little bit in maybe some, in finding some longevity to his voice, because he's knackering it out of some of these more recent videos, you can hear he's very tired. But again, it could be because he's been performing for an entire week, 16-hour days. But I would suggest that he's holding on to his voice a little bit. Even though it's a big voice, he's holding on, and then when he's finished, he's letting go of it. What he needs to do is start learning how to let go as he's speaking and let it just flow so we could speak more and produce the sound without restricting it back here. So that would be my advice to Tony Robbins. But what really works for Tony is the fact that he knows what he's talking about. He speaks with passion, and that doesn't restrict him from sharing his ideas. He never second guesses himself. If he says something wrong or funny, he kind of just laughs about it and moves on. So it's not a psychological problem with Tony, but there is a physical habit which I think somehow restricts him. I do believe that his brain works faster than his body allows him to. If he were to slow down a little bit, he probably would forget half the stuff that, or he wouldn't be able to get out half the information he's trying to impart. But it would help his voice, and I don't know if he's going to be able to do that. So what can you take away from this video? Well, if you're a public speaker, knowing what you're going to talk about and not having to rely on slides or notes to get you through it is invaluable. That's one of the reasons why Tony Robbins is where he is, because he knows what he's talking about. He's truly trying to offer value, and he doesn't let the fact that there is vocal restrictions in his voice stop him from speaking. And that's why he's one of the best in the world, because of the information he's sharing. I'm a true believer in look after your voice, looking after your voice and your instrument first. I'm sure he does too, but if you're going to speak at length as often as he does, there is going to be some tiredness, and there are going to be some vocal habits developed over the years, which could in fact be a little bit detrimental. So I'd focus on getting your message across as opposed to worrying too much about your body, but set up your instrument, your body, so then air can flow. It can flow freely. You can practice yawning, creating some space. You can practice sighing and just letting go. So like Tony, if you are able to have the knowledge and share that willingly, then all you'd need to do really to make it a bit better would be to learn to relax in your body. I think maybe Tony could unlock his knees at some point as well. I think there's a bit of restriction where he's locking his knees, and that might actually be where he's holding more stress and tension further up. But again, if he's on his feet all day, that's gonna create some postural problems. So we could do with relaxing a little bit more. He could do with working on his posture. That's just my thoughts on Tony Robbins and his voice. Maybe you could check out some of his videos. Maybe you could check out some of mine.
Execution trumps knowledge every day of the week.
If you wanna improve your instrument, improve your voice and your ability to become a speaker, just check out more of the videos on my channel. I do have one free week taken from my 8-week course, which I'm offering for free for those who sign up to my newsletter at vocabilities.com. So sign up, I'll see you there. Thanks for watching. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.